Hey everyone, it's Taylor Reed here and welcome back to Stock Morning Reset. Ever feel like life throws curveballs at you faster than a major league pitcher? Yeah, me too. It's crazy out there. That's why I started this podcast to help us all navigate the chaos with a little bit of calm, clarity, and that stoic superpower we've all got inside. Today's episode is all about building resilience through emotional regulation because let's be real, sometimes our emotions can feel like they're running the show. We all know what it feels like to get caught in a whirlwind of emotion, stress, anxiety, frustration, even anger. It's totally normal, but when those feelings take over, it can mess with our focus, our relationships, and our overall well-being. So how do we break free from that emotional rollercoaster? How do we build resilience and bounce back stronger after life throws its punches? Well, the good news is that we have more control than we think. Building emotional resilience isn't about suppressing your feelings, it's about learning to manage them effectively. Think of it like a muscle. The more you practice, the stronger it gets. And the payoff? A calmer, more centered you who can handle whatever comes their way. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you build that emotional resilience muscle. 1. Awareness is your superpower. The first step is knowing what's going on inside your head and body. Pay attention to those physical sensations of tight chest, a racing heart, clenched fists. And notice the thoughts that pop up. Are they negative, anxious, or even angry? The more aware you are of your emotions, the better equipped you are to manage them. It's like being a detective for your own mind. 2. Mindfulness. Your secret weapon. Ever noticed how our minds tend to wander off into worryville when we least expect it? That's when mindfulness comes in, bringing your attention back to the present moment. Right here, right now. Take a few deep breaths, focus on your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, touch? This simple practice can help calm the mental chatter and bring a sense of peace. 3. Reframing your thoughts. Our thoughts have a huge impact on our emotions. That's why it's so important to challenge negative or unhelpful thought patterns. When you catch yourself thinking, "I can't handle this," try reframing it as, "This is challenging, but I'm capable of finding a solution." It's all about shifting your perspective and looking for the silver lining, even in tough situations. 4. Healthy habits. Your foundation. Building resilience isn't just about mental strength, it's also about taking care of your physical well-being. Make sure you're getting enough sleep, eating nutritious foods, and moving your body regularly. These habits fuel your mind and body, giving you the energy and focus you need to tackle whatever comes your way. 5. Seek support when you need it. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. Talking to a trusted friend, family member, or therapist can provide valuable support and guidance. Sharing your struggles can help lighten the load and remind you that you are not alone in this journey. Okay, let's talk about something super relatable. Imagine you're walking into a meeting that's already tense. Your stomach is doing flip-flops, you feel like everyone's judging you, and all those stressful thoughts are swirling around in your head. Now, here's where emotional regulation comes in. Instead of letting the anxiety take over, you take a few deep breaths, remind yourself that you're prepared and capable, and focus on actively listening to what others have to say. You might even try reframing the situation. Instead of seeing it as a high-pressure ordeal, view it as an opportunity to learn and contribute. By consciously managing your emotions, you can navigate that meeting with more confidence and grace. Remember, building resilience is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, but by practicing emotional regulation, you'll develop the inner strength to face challenges head-on and emerge stronger on the other side. So take these 5 key takeaways and put them into practice. Start paying attention to your emotions, try some mindfulness exercises, challenge those negative thoughts, prioritize your well-being, and don't hesitate to seek support when you need it. You've got this. And remember, if you find this podcast helpful, share it with a friend who could use a little stoic wisdom in their life. And keep those comments coming, I love hearing from you. See you tomorrow for another Stoic Morning Reset.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.